Is it feeling like Christmas yet? Is it not feeling like Christmas yet to anyone? Good. You're in the right place. So where is Christmas? Yeah. In the heart? Yeah, well, don't look now, but it's here. It's here now. And, of course, most often at Christmas, we talk about Jesus, right? The baby, the man. But we also talk in Unity about what he symbolizes. Metaphysically, metaphorically, we know that Jesus represents the Christ in each of us. That highest state of consciousness. What's possible, what's innate in all of us. Well, because Jesus gets a lot of airtime, I think today we should talk about another archetype. And I'm talking about that Christmas character that was made famous back in 1956 by Theodore Geisel, also known as Dr. Seuss. And of course, by now you know that I'm talking about the Grinch. Where else but Unity will you hear about the Grinch on Christmas instead of Jesus? But the Grinch is a really powerful archetype, especially right now. I'm not going to bring anything up. It's Christmas. But at this particular moment in American history, I think the Grinch is as important as ever to talk about. The point is, the Grinch couldn't steal Christmas. It wasn't possible, but he had to go through the journey, as so many of us have to go through. So what is Christmas? David said Christmas is in the heart. Christmas is in the heart. It's in all the stores. It's all around us. I still see Christmas as a time to celebrate the shared wish for a better world. It seems like we all really want peace. We really want everyone to be safe, to be fed. We sing about peace at the end of every service, every Sunday, don't we? Let there be peace on earth. So often we sing it by rote. But when we take that extra step of consciousness, it does begin with us. Yet we've all contributed to a system which makes these things seem impossible, because it takes the collective. And that truth, truth with a small t, is breaking our hearts in so many ways. At Christmas time, believers and others seem a little more willing to try to love each other, don't they? There's something that just happens. It's magic. That's why we always hear about the magic of Christmas. Try a little more to welcome a stranger, to share what we have, and maybe to slow down enough to appreciate our blessings. This is a kind of magic, an ordinary miracle that is absolutely worth celebrating. You know, Deborah already shared that during the celebration of Hanukkah, we can rededicate the sacred temples within our hearts, remembering that our light within overcomes darkness. Again, it's the symbolism. And that the power of faith combined with courageous action can overcome any apparent oppression. Now, what's one of the underlying meanings of the Grinch? It's never too late to change your ways. Anything is possible, right? Every time I think of that day, I think I even mentioned this last week, that day back in the summer of 2003, when there was a schedule mix-up at the Cebut Center down in Chelsea, And we were locked out that morning and couldn't get in to have our church service. And it was raining. So we ended up going en masse to a soccer field nearby and had church in the rain. And it reminded me so much of the Who's in Whoville. You know, we were going to have church anyway. They were going to have Christmas anyway. Nothing was going to stop it. Nothing could stop it. You know, so much of this story is about transformation. It's not about all the foil-wrapped gifts and all the fabulous bedazzled trees. It's about so much more than that. And when the Grinch, after all that he did, sees the Who's joining hands and starting to sing, in that field of energy, he had to change. You know, a lot of the stories about isolation, there's a theme of hate. Talk about holding a grudge. The Grinch manages to fume and stomp his feet over festivities going on in Whoville, and he does it every time the holidays roll around. He's done it for 53 years. Hasn't he heard of earplugs, for God's sake? The issue with the Grinch, of course, is that he has let all of this fester and fester within him and take over his life, where he's far beyond the reach of any auditory disablement. His hatred is really what is the driving force throughout How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But it isn't until the Grinch begins to examine it that he's able to make any progress. And isn't that a lot of what we come together to do? I mean, we all have our own different journey and reason to be here together, but it's about the journey, the individual journey. But you know, in the end, the Grinch is a hater no more. The citizens of Whoville and their strong community overcome. So you know what? I think that we need to just go there ourselves. How about that? Let's enter into the snow globe within, in our minds and our hearts, and travel to Whoville, shall we?
Did you hear that? That's one I remember. I remember hearing that one each day in December. Oh, that's a long time ago now. I'm not the dog I used to be. But that hole in the mountain, that was once home to me. You know who used to live up there. I know you do. I lived up there with him. I lived up there, too. Now, every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch, who lived up just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch, he lived up there in the ice and the fog. And I lived there with him. I'm Max. He's old dog. Oh, yeah. Yep, that's me when I was younger. Of course, this was a way back when. I wasn't so gray. I was a young dog then. Anyway, the Grinch hated Christmas. The whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason.
Well, Mr. Grinch, it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
Oh, golly, I was young.
Did you say? Mm-hmm.
Maybe my hearing is going, or my head is broke. But it seemed to me, Max! It seemed you just spoke.
I only meant, sir, there's a brisk nip in the air and I'm not feeling so listless. I only meant, sir, it's beginning to feel a lot like...
Like what?
Never mind, sir, it wasn't important.
I hate Christmas! The whole Christmas season.
Well, sir, I'm sure you must have a good reason.
I hate Christmas Eve. I hate Christmas Day. I hate it in every possible way. I hate Christmas trees. And I hate every wreath. And I hate all the Who's down in Whoville.
Yes.
Like you. And you. You too.
Well, sir, we all have our pet peeves.
Oy vey.
Sir, I was wondering why, if you please.
I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
For tomorrow, I know, all the Who girls and boys will wake bright and early and race for their toys. I know it too well. I know just how it will be. Imagine it, Max. Try to see what I see. And then the Who's, young and old, will sit down to a feast. And they'll feast. And they'll feast. And they'll feast, 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 feast.
What will they eat?
They'll feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which is something I cannot stand in the least. And then they'll do something I like least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, will stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. I can hear it right now. It's carols that they're singing. The noise.
The more the Grinch thought about this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought...
I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
Oh, please, Mr. Grinch, what can you be thinking? My heart's in my toes. That's how far down it's sinking.
Stop Christmas completely. Keep the whole thing from coming. And now I know how.
No, Mr. Grinch, whatever it is, don't do it, I beg.
No Christmas for them. I'll take the Who's down a peg.
No, Grinch.
No. It was an awful idea. An awfully wonderful, rotten idea. I wanted to warn them, the Who's down beneath, but the Grinch kept me tied on a very tight leash. So up on Mount Crumpet, he laughed in his throat, and back in his cave, he made a hat and a coat. And he called me his dog Max, and with a length of red thread, he tied some old horns to the top of my head.
Max, don't be a dimwit. It's a great Grinchy trick. Why, with this coat and this hat, I'll look just like Saint Nick. And if anyone stops us and says, where are you going? I'll say, I'm Saint Nick, and I'm ho-ho-ho-hoing.
Who's going to believe you? You're not Santa Claus. You hate Whoville and Christmas and children and dogs.
Yes, I do. I'm a Grinch. That's what Grinches are for.
You said Grinches, Mr. Grinch. Does that mean there's more?
No!
Oh, to be tied up like that. Oh, to be tied up and hitched. It was every dog's nightmare. And those antlers itched. Oh, I hated to see the Grinch swagger and strut, but what could I do? I was just a young pup. Well, the Grinch loaded some bags and some empty old sacks on a ramshackle sleigh for his reindeer named Max. And the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh hurtled down towards the homes where the Whos lay a-snooze in their town. It wasn't quite Christmas, but the night before, when the Grinch cackled down from his cave with a roar. Oh, my back was blistered, and my legs, oh, were aching. But under my fur, my young heart was breaking. The village was quiet, and the lights were turned low, and the streets were all empty as they filled up with snow. The children of Whoville were dreaming of toys, and the grown-ups tried hard, not to make any noise.
What a treat to drop in for a nice Christmas visit. Now that's not something to be ashamed of now, is it? Oh, look, little Who stockings hung all in a row. Those dear little socks will be the first thing to go.
I don't like this, Mr. Grinch.
I don't like this, Mr. Grinch. No ifs, ands, or maybes. What we're doing here, Max, is taking candy from babies.
Oh, the Grinch slithered and slunk and smiled most unpleasant. And he plotted his plot to take every present. Popguns and bicycles. Roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums.
Mr. Grinch, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't take the feast.
I'll take the hoop pudding. I'll take the roast beast. I'll clean this icebox out as quick as a flash.
No, Mr. Grinch, have you no shame? That's the last can of hoo hash.
Christmas tree, why? And why are you holding that fireplace log? And why does your reindeer resemble a dog?
Run along now, Prancer. Do as you're told. He used to look fine, but he's getting old. Well, my sweet little tot, there's nothing to hide. There's a light on that tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, and I'll bring it back here.
All right, but be sure to return it by Christmas morning.
Of course. But why are you up when everyone's snoring? Come on, tell me. The minutes are flying. I've got work to do, kid. Oh, she's actually crying. Please, little Who, it can't be as bad as all that. I'm Santa Claus, darling. You can tell by my hat. Oh, this is really most terribly trying. I've never before heard a Who kitty crying. Suddenly, something inside me doesn't quite fit. Oh, what can I say to convince her to quit?
I had such a bad dream. It gave me such a fright. Do you think you could stay here just for the night?
But I'm Santa Claus, darling. And it's Christmas Eve, and the things I must do, well, you wouldn't believe.
I understand. And when your long journey ends, you'll be going back home to your family and friends.
What?
Your family, your friends.
It depends. I suppose when I'm through with my work, I'll go home. You see, Santa Claus always spends Christmas alone.
Alone? You're all alone?
I don't groan.
All of the time?
It's not a crime.
There's no one there.
I don't care.
But that's terrible, Santa. That's foolish. That's wrong. Well, no matter where you may be, you'll always belong.
Belong?
Santa? What's wrong? Tell me, what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. You're a darling young who. And look, look at this. What a strange thing to see. I seem to have fixed all the lights on that tree.
I'm better too, Santy. No more fears, no more fright. I'll be thinking of you, Santa Claus, all through the night.
You never did tell me, my Cindy Lou Who. What was it? That nightmare that scarified you.
I'd rather not say. I don't think that I should. Well, why talk about bad things when you've made them all good?
Ah, it's better to get all that scary stuff out, and then you can say, what was that all about?
Well, there was someone with eyes that looked like a frog's, and he hated Christmas and Whoville and children and dogs. And he was mean and unfriendly and terribly scary.
I see.
And his arms and his face were horribly hairy.
I see.
And I dreamed he was slinking along inch by inch. And then who did I see but that nasty old Grinch?
Ah, go along now, little Who daughter. Go on, and I'll get you a cup of cold water.
Sandy.
Come here. Max. Stop sniveling. I'm warning you, Heel. We've still got the rest of Christmas to steal. Oh,
and when Cindy Lou went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. He tore through the town while I trotted behind, and he snatched and he grabbed every gift he could find. He ransacked their homes and emptied their fridges. He wrote grinchy words on the sidewalks and bridges. On their walls, he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the last thing he'd take was the log off the fire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. And he did the same thing for all the Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses. He'd climb up their rooftops, and then very nimbly he'd jiggle and wiggle his way down the chimbley. It was a quarter past dawn. All the Who's still abed. All the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, their ribbons, their wrappings, the lags and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings, and cracking his cracker and whipping his whip. He drove that old sleigh to the high mountain tip. He was haggard and hoarse when the Grinch finally spoke. "It's time, Max," he said. "Time the Who's all awoke." There weren't any presents. There weren't any toys. They'd slept rather soundly without even hearing a noise. There wasn't a morsel of food in the house. There wasn't a crumb that would interest a mouse. They couldn't for the life of them think who would do it. The house looked like a tornado swept through it.
Could it be? Yes, it could. I now know who it was. It was a sort of Santa Claus. He must be so lonely. No family, no friends. No presents to open. No presents to send.
Still riding, still driving, he roared through the night, up higher than high to a frightening height.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet Max. Up, Max! Giddy up!
3,000 feet high to the crest of Mount Crumpet. He rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
Poo, poo to the hose. Ha, ha, that's the tune I'll be humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a minute or two. And then all the who's down in Whoville will cry, boo-hoo. Shut up, Max. Shut up. Put a paw in your ear. There's a noise coming, Max, that I simply must hear. The who's will cry buckets. That's just what they'll do. Get set, Max, get set for a Whoville boo-hoo.
Welcome, Christmas, come this way. Welcome, Christmas, Christmas.
But this sound isn't sad. Why, this sound sounds merry. It just can't be so. But it is merry. Very. Do you see what I see? I'm popping my eyes. In 53 years, I've not had such a surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all.
Oh, joy!
It came. It came without ribbons. It came without tags.
It came without packages, boxes, or bags. Puzzle on that, Mr. Grinch, then puzzle some more. I hope that you puzzle till your puzzler is sore.
I didn't stop Christmas. It came anyway. It came without presents. It's still Christmas Day.
Yes, sir, it is still Christmas Day.
Maybe Christmas doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas. Perhaps.
Mean a little bit more?
What is this Christmas? And what is the who? How can they be happy? How can it be true?
Don't ask me, how should I know? I'm just an old stray. You found me and bound me and tied me to a sleigh.
It hurts, Max. It hurts. Make it stop. Make it cease. I feel good toward the who's. Just goodwill and peace.
Let it come, Mr. Grinch. You're getting so close.
Is a who, whoever, can be of good cheer? It couldn't be, could it? Could it really be true? Could I be, maybe, could I be a who, too?
That's what happened then. Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Okay, then. There's just one more thing to do. I'm Santa. You're Prancer. We've got presents to bring, so hitch up that sleigh and tie up the sack. We've got 2 or 3 minutes to get this stuff back.
Oh, yes, sir.
Of all my stories, that's the one I like the best. And how does it end? Well, I'll let the who's tell you the rest. It's a real wonder what that singing inspired. And as for me, I'm an old dog now. Yeah, I'm retired. There's just one more thing I have to ask you to do. when they start up singing, I want you to sing too.
And as we take this time to go in and connect to the heart, we've been on this journey over the past few weeks, a journey we call Advent, that time of preparation, preparing our hearts for the rebirth. It's been a time for us to rediscover that Christ consciousness within. With each yearly rebirth, we continue our life, our spiritual journey, with the increased ability to see people, places, and events in our lives with new eyes. We are able to experience our spiritual walk in new ways, reflect and ask ourselves, how can I experience my oneness, this loving Christ consciousness in new ways? And what is being birthed through me now? How can I live an authentic life, lovingly utilizing all of my gifts and abilities to be a blessing to myself and to everyone I meet, everywhere I go? Celebrating Christmas through song, decorations, and parties, exchanging gifts, it's all wonderful. And we know it is more than this. It includes reigniting our joy and zest for life. It's about rekindling our hearts of love, knowing that wherever we find ourselves on this Christmas holiday, we can choose to be divine love and expression. We are able to experience the joy, the peace, and the comfort of home. We remember wherever we are, no matter the circumstance, that God is. Today, let us choose to know the expression that home is where the heart is, as home is where the love is. And as we embrace that truth, that we are love and expression, then home is wherever we are. Because wherever we are, love is on the scene. And as we move into the silence, let's take a moment to know and to see and to feel the light and the love that is our true essence. This true essence reignited, restored, and renewed, radiating from within outward, connecting with everyone around us, everyone we see, everywhere we walk, that we radiate love and expression. And as we move into the silence, allow yourselves to feel love wrapped all around your being. And as you allow that spirit of love to rest in you, and comfort you, and be peace in you. Know, home is where the love is, in the silence.
I give you a very...
You can do it, Mr. Grinch.
I give you a very...
Do it, Mr. Grinch.
I give you a very Merry Christmas.
Hiya, Mr. Grinch.
One and all.
So he brought back the toys, and he brought back the feast, and he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
Merry Christmas.
Now what, you may ask, is in the Who coffers? Well, friends, that depends on what each Who offers. For the things that we do here, from singing to prayer to classes and workshops, both here and up there, are only made possible by each of you. So you get the credit. Yes, you're the one who lets the Whos here at Unity do what we do. And Christmas is special. It's family time. And we are your family. Now that is sublime. Whatever takes place any day, any hour, whether near here or far, even in some tall tower, we always come here every Sunday to sing. And we hug and we dance in the winter and spring, in the summer when hot, or in autumn when cooling, when our lives feel like blessings or when they feel grueling. We come here and pray in the way that we do. It's a way that says yes to the best in each Who. So giving to Unity is giving to you, and bringing your heart size up one or two. And maybe, perhaps, when it's grown several inches, the you who you are will inspire the Grinches. And hearts will increase and increase and increase, and the Whos who do that just might lead us to peace. So give from the heart, friends. It's really quite pleasant. For this is a gift, and we live in the present. Instead of what's normal, I hope you'll agree to recite something new. Just repeat after me. I give from the heart, and it's really quite pleasant.
I give from the heart, and it's really quite pleasant.
For this is a gift, so let's live in the present.
For this is a gift, so let's live in the present.
Merry Christmas to you. With the joy of a pup. Let's go forth and raise all those vibrations up. Amen. Yes.